Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. And you can shop anytime online at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan report from Dumper Dan. We'll hear about purple martins, and we'll catch up with what's going on in Florence County. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, it's back to business as usual for me and Jeff. Jeff is home this week for Father's Day weekend, and kind of unusual for you this busy summer season, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't been off a weekend in June in the last number of years.
Well, what do you got going on for Father's Day weekend?
Not much. Not much. Probably going to take the chance to cut a little wood. I'm new to this, you know, burning firewood in the wintertime thing, and I'm trying to understand that, you know, you got to take those opportunities when you can to prepare yourself, because it's a lot of preparation to burn wood.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we burn wood all winter, and of course then you make wood, as they say, all summer and fall, and the earlier the better, because it's got to season a little bit. It burns better and it doesn't creosote your chimney. So that's a good project.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I've got some wood that's been sitting around, probably about a year and a half since before we even bought the place. So I think it's well seasoned. It just has to get finished cutting and splitting, and we'll be all right with it. But that work has to get done, you know, and I finally found a little time to do it.
Yeah. Very good. Well, I'm celebrating Father's Day, not this weekend, but next week with my son, John, with his busy schedule with the sailboats that he's captaining on Lake Superior and Lost in the Woods Improv. He's got 3 days off Tuesday through Thursday this coming week. So we'll be bass and muskie fishing with Bimbo Gifford. We had him on the show, about a month ago. He invented the Bimbo Skunk fly and jig, but he's also a bass and muskie fisherman. And in true Wisconsin tradition, on an undisclosed water body, so I'm not going to say where we're going. Bimbo's going to take us to one of his secret spots. And on Thursday, we might hit Shawamigan Bay for smallmouths if the weather cooperates. I don't know. And I was a guest this week on the Hunting Beast podcast with Scott Biscobing and the hunting beast himself, Dan Infault. Jeff, we recorded that live last night. We're recording this Friday morning, but we did that last night, and they do a live podcast, which I'm certainly glad we don't, because we had a few technical difficulties. And can you imagine doing this show live every week? I can't.
No. I mean, I've done enough live shows and continue to do live shows enough to know that the less I got to do that, the less... less headaches I got to worry about.
Yeah, it's always exciting. But anyway, we talked for about an hour, and folks, you can check it out on YouTube at The Hunting Beast. And I've got a new cooler for the boat. It's a 30-can zipperless Titan cooler, and I like the zipperless lid. I wondered what that thing would actually be like. There's a Velcro strap on it, but it's a snug fit, and it's actually patented. And it's got a padded shoulder strap. And isn't it interesting now, Jeff, how coolers are measured in how many cans they can carry? I guess they know what people are going to put in them, huh?
Yeah, I suppose so. I suppose so.
Yeah, I guess it's a unit of measure, too. One can, 30 cans. Anyway, they claim it'll keep ice cold or frozen for up to 3 days, and we'll see, because I'll be fishing for 3 days. So check them out at thearcticzone.com. Well, coming up, Lake Michigan charter captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on fishing off Sheboygan. Eric Prince tells us what's going on in Florence County this month. And Dick Nicolai invites us to Purple Martin Fest. That's coming up June 28th in Oconto. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between. We've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Gold Miner 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire up big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the breaks on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Gold Miner 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. 5 years now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report from Sheboygan, and we're talking with charter captain Dumper Dan Welch. He's proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store right there at Dumper Central on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. You can find him on the web at DumperDan.com, and his Facebook page is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. He's got photos, videos, and this report every time we record one on his Facebook page. And this week it's also brought to you by Lakeshore Lanes in Sheboygan. They offer bowling, a pro shop, a restaurant, and they say Sheboygan's top event venue. We'll learn more, and you can learn more at lakeshorelanes.com and on Facebook at Bowl Lakeshore Lanes. Well, Dan, welcome back. Good to talk to you again.
You bet. Glad to be back and be updated on what's going on the big lake here.
Well, what is going on? How's the fishing?
Fishing remains very, very, very good. We're still catching the cohos like we've been preaching the last month here out of the Port of Sheboygan, and that bite still continues to be good. Quite a few limits, but now we're kind of in that transition time where we're heading offshore, catching them, catching some steelhead or rainbow trout, some lake trout, some king salmon. So exciting time of year, Dan, to kind of switch over from the spring coho run to everything, and that's what we have going on right now out of Sheboygan.
Very good. Now, last weekend was free fishing weekend. Did you have anybody take advantage of that?
That's a good question. We have repeat clients that come every year, and not all the guests, but we were filled. We had a dozen trips each day, 24 for the weekend, 6 boats. And yeah, they take advantage of that, which is really nice, and don't have to buy a license for Saturday, Sunday, which is always the first full weekend in June. Some of the groups rebooked for next year and wanted to be on that same weekend as well.
Well, that's good. So 6 boats, 12 trips a day. How do you coordinate all that?
Very carefully, Dan. I don't want to make any mistakes, and knock on wood, I usually don't, but when the calls come in and they're overwhelming, I get all my ducks in a row and get everybody in condos and on boats and deposits down and reservations made. So I'm definitely on the go every day with that. We receive a lot of calls throughout the day, emails, texts, Messenger, Facebook. I'm the guy that does everything, but I try and keep it all lined up the best I can, and we book about 1,000 trips a year, and we continue to do that year after year.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the pluses of your business. If people know they're dealing directly with you, there's no booking agent or assistant who's talking to them and promising them things that you can't deliver.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Dan. I'm glad you said that, because people have asked me in the past, why don't you put a calendar up and book online, and I'm not a fan of that. You know, it's a big puzzle for me. I can get people in the spots they want, and if I can't, and they can't adjust their dates and times, I bring in other boats. There's times I run 8 to 10 boats on a given day and farm out 2 boats around me. My mechanic, my fiberglass guy, they're all charter boat captains, own their own boats. That's why I do it that way, and I've been doing it that way for 40 years, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and you get to talk to me, and I get everything done the way I'm supposed to.
Somehow you get it done, absolutely. Well, Dan, Now that you're transitioning to multi-species, what does that involve, going deeper, changing tactics?
Yes, we changed areas, Dan. You know, we were shoreline fishing in that 20 to 40, 50 feet of water for the cohos, the harbor area south, all the way to the county line of Oostburg, and that's still good, and don't get me wrong. But now we're starting to head out offshore about 3 to 4 miles out. We're fishing lake trout close to the bottom. We're catching some kings suspended. Water's warming up, and we still have coho out there, and we also have some steelhead out there as well. It's that time of year to do that, and that's what we're doing, and this is normal, and it's a lot of fun. Boats spread out, and they find all sorts of fish all over the place.
Now, I talked to some friends who fish out of Port Washington, and they said they've been getting a lot of cohos like you, but the cohos were running smaller this year. Is that your experience or not?
Yeah, it's true, and I talked to a lot of charter boat captains up and down the coast here from the state line and Illinois and what have you, and they said the same thing. And last year, they just seemed a little thicker, a little more meat, a little bit bigger by a few pounds, but lo and behold, this year they were very good. We've had many, many meals of coho, just my family in general, but by the time they get to Sheboygan from the south end of the lake to the north end here, they get bigger in size. But right now, they're averaging like 4 to 5 pounds. You know, a 7 or 8 pounder is a nicer one. So nothing wrong with that. Not quite as hefty as last year. And that's just different age class each year, but the numbers of fish were as good this year, if not better. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. More fish, and I guess they're doing well, and the kings are starting to come in. How big are they this time of year?
We just had one that tipped the scales at 25 pounds.
Wow.
Really nice fish. So, they got the feed bag on already with the water temperatures warming up, and there's a lot of bait out there, so they're feeding. But most of them have been in like that 8 to 12 pound range, like the 2-year-olds and some 3-year-olds, but there's some big ones out there. July and August are really good months for king salmon here on Lake Michigan, but June we get a lot of nice kings that are 20 to 30 pounds, as good as any other month, and even fall spawning. So get on out there and target them fish, because they'll get to be good size June, July, and August into September.
Yeah, a 25-pounder this time of year. That's a good fish. Do you have openings for June, Dan?
I do. We have about 40 half days left yet. We're well over 300 in the books. Last year we filled up at about 99%. So we do have about 40 spots open yet. Summer afternoon, summer morning. So call me. Get in on this hot action. We normally fill this month completely, and we're getting close. And the phone's ringing pretty steady. My number again, 920-377-1147. I'll get you set up the way you want, lodging and or fishing, and get it done for you. Watch our Facebook page. We're real active with that. posting pictures and videos nonstop to keep you informed of what's biting on the lake. So 920-377-1147 to reach me direct here at Dumper Dams.
Fishing, lodging, and now bowling. You've got Lakeshore Lane sponsoring the show this week. Tell us about Lakeshore Lanes.
Yeah, great owner, great guy. He owns multiple bowling alleys, by the way, in the county. But Lakeshore Lanes is the biggest, closest one to us on the south side of Sheboygan on Business 42. Very nice place. A lot of alleys, restaurant, full bar, grill. He's got a hall, too. It was a big hangout back when I was a kid, the Windjammer at Lakeshore Lanes. You know, you can rent it out for company events or weddings or what have you. Big facility, very nice place, Lakeshore Lanes. I'm not a bowler myself, but I'll tell you, a lot of customers that come here do that, you know, when they got a little time in between trips or a bad weather day. So take in on that too, Lakeshore Lanes Bowling.
Absolutely. And one of their bowlers, Kelly Whipple, who was a student at UW-Whitewater, she was named the NCAA Division III Player of the Year for the second time. And she's a Sheboygan native.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of good bowlers there. In fact, one of my captains that was here for well over 20 years is a bowler at Lakeshore Lanes and very good bowler. And I used to sponsor their team, so I actually got over there a few times and watched them bowl. It was impressive. You know me, I'm a pool shooter, but when it comes to bowling, to watch these guys throw these balls down the lane and spin them and hit strikes upon strikes is fun to watch, let me tell you.
There's a lot of similarity between pool and bowling. It's a round ball and trying to hit a specific spot. You know how that goes. Well, I think we got to wrap this one up. So I appreciate you taking time to talk with us. I know you got boats coming in as we speak. So thanks again. And we will be in touch in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. We'll keep you informed and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Dan Welsh, Dumper Dan himself, with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report from the Port of Sheboygan. His number, 920-377-1147. Find him online at Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters on Facebook and DumperDan.com on the Internet. And don't forget, LakeshoreLanes.com is the way to find out more about Lakeshore Lanes. You can find them on Facebook as well, or just go down Business 42 and you can't miss it. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at DanSmallOutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Many of our migratory birds have already returned to Wisconsin for the nesting season. I'm sure you've seen a lot of them. Robins, orioles, hummingbirds, swallows. We've got barn swallows in our meadows again, which is nice. And one member of the swallow family is the purple martin. And joining us now to talk about martins and an upcoming event called Martin Fest is Dick Nicolai. Dick is a retired DNR wildlife biologist and a director of the Wisconsin Purple Martin Association. Their website is wisconsinpurplemartins.org. Dick, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, thank you. It's always pleasant to talk to you as well as just talk to the audience out there.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had you on the show. And for folks who aren't familiar with what you do, what is your role with the Purple Martin Association?
My role specifically is more on the biological end. I gather data for us statewide to make comments on a yearly summary. I also make recommendations to the board and how we go about, certainly for Martin Fest itself. I also try to get people to understand the biological reasons why purple martins are using their housing and how to go about it properly so that it doesn't affect the birds and create what I call alerts when the weather is bad for them.
Okay. And are martins always welcome on our landscape?
Martins are kind of hard to lure into one's yard. It takes a little bit more time and effort. The population as a whole, for over the last 50 years has been declining about 6% per year. So given that it's not located in every place or county within the state, it actually is declining in the northern quarter of the state where very few martens exist.
Now, I see martin houses up occasionally when I drive around. Not as many as I used to, but they are a seasonal resident here. Where do they spend the winter?
Purple martins spend the winter down in Brazil, along the Amazon.
What are they feeding on down there? The same thing as here?
They only feed on flying insects. So they have to be flying. They do not eat off the ground any insects, but they have to be flying. And so therein lies a critical element in the process. When temperatures dip below 50 degrees, very few insects are flying. And so it cuts into their diet if they can't catch flying insects.
They are a very specialized feeder, as I suppose most birds are, if we look at what they live on and how they live. Are they declining nationwide?
Nationwide, they're probably at a status quo. There are some states out there that certainly have declined, just like Wisconsin, but things are changing out there too. Most of the individuals who have martin colonies are older folks, well over 55 years of age. That is one major reason for the decline, because there's fewer people into martinese, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I had just briefly mentioned cold weather, which is a factor, especially in the spring, but more so over the last decade, where purple martins are more affected by the weather changes, because not only this past month in May, but in June, when the young are hatching out there, cold weather, the adults have to spend time on the nest. And when they have to go off the nest to find food for themselves, the adults, that means the young cool and can catch pneumonia and also other problems associated with not being warm. Along with all of that, even into July last year, when the birds were almost going into the fledging state, we had a cold spell, and that also hurt them and affected about 10% of all the young statewide last year.
Insects are declining, or so we've heard, over the last, I don't know, several decades. Is that a factor as well?
That indeed is. People are using more pesticides out there because they just do not like insects. And so a lot of times there's carryover. Let's say somebody doesn't want mosquitoes in their backyard, they're fogging. But that carryover goes into other species of insects which may eat those insects, like dragonflies, and they may be caught by purple martins, and then that also can affect purple martins in general. Since I mentioned before that they migrate all the way down to Brazil, down there, there's large concentrations of mercury behind the dams along their major streams. In the last couple of years, they've also experienced drought conditions down there in fall and in winter when they've been down there. And so the concentration of mercury is high, and that affects fat within the birds themselves, which creates a problem if they don't have fat. Mercury has a tendency to not allow fat to be accumulated. And so because of that, the birds attempt to fatten up for migration going northward or even southward. But because of that huge concentrations, we found through what we've done here in Wisconsin that we have high concentrations of mercury put on the bird, and it increases the stress upon the bird but decreases their flight time. That means they're more vulnerable and there's more impacts and more stress upon the birds. And older males are more affected than females and older birds in general from that study, which was completed in 2022.
Well, I don't think there's much we can do about the fat level or even the number of insects, but how can we help martins? What can we do?
We certainly can place housing out there. by placing housing, you need to only have purple martins within that housing itself. No English sparrows, no starlings, no tree swallows, no bluebirds. You only have purple martins in that housing because other species discourage purple martins from coming in. Along with all of that, one should look at how to monitor the birds in modern housing. They're lowered vertically, so you can be able to monitor or check on the birds when those cold time periods, as I mentioned before, or just on a regular schedule to know how your birds are going along with the breeding season. It's really important for that. Birds are solely dependent upon humans for their housing. They do not nest in natural cavities, at least the eastern population. And so it's really critical, once when we put up a house, that we take care of it and take care of it with the birds once when you get martins.
Well, where did they nest before there were humans putting up these colony nest situations?
Historically, those were older trees, the large canopy trees that rise above the normal forest, so like white pines or huge oaks that rise over the canopy, or in savanna areas where it's half grassland, where birds can be able to seek out hollowed out cavities by woodpeckers or due to natural decay. That's where historically they occurred. All of that's gone because we cut down trees anytime they have dead wood out there or cavities, and we kind of prevent that natural succession out there. In addition to all of that, Native Americans started that transfer by having gourds out there historically to attract purple martins, which also helped them by eating insects that could cause problems with their vegetables, their fruit, their meat along the way. So it's kind of been carried all the way through hundreds and hundreds of years. And so it's important that we keep that in our back of our minds, that if we do not watch the birds can die in front of us due to those cold snaps, due to predation that may occur out there from aerial predators, or mammalian predators, which can climb poles, and there are deterrents on both of those sides that you can place on the housing. But the basics are to know what's going on with your birds.
Okay, and all of that's going to be covered at the 15th annual Martin Fest, which is coming up real soon. Tell us about that event.
Martin Fest will occur on June 28th at Oconto City Park, which is on the south side of Oconto. We set up a day not only for Martin Fest, but also have other inclusions of various other things, including other birds like bluebirds, raptors, insects, geology, etc. along the way. The park has a beach. It has buildings or pavilions where one can go in. We can also observe our purple martin colony, specifically in City Park. There's actually three sets of housing for them. Two are metal houses. One is just recently we set up a gourd rack. All of them are at this point in time full of purple martins. We may have a few openings left in all of those cavities, but the public will be able to sit on bleachers out there to be able to observe the birds. But also we intend to lower the housing. We intend to ban some birds to show the public how and what takes place in that process, as well as how to go about monitoring nests, and also have short demos in regards to how to create airflow in a horizontal gourd. Also, we're going to have a silent auction, which helps our educational process out there throughout the whole year. That's our main funding for it.
Okay. The event itself is free, right?
Everything is free. Again, it will be at City Park on the south side of Oconto.
Okay, June 28th, City Park in Oconto, and it starts at 10 a.m., I believe?
That is correct, and ends at 4 p.m.
10 to 4 on the 28th, and you also will have food available if people want to buy lunch while they're on the grounds.
That is correct, and that's provided by the Park and Recreation Department.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, Dick, I hope some of our listeners, especially those in the northeastern part of the state, I hope some of our listeners will join you for that wonderful event.
We hope so, too. This year in 2025, we tried to make it family-friendly. Most Purple Martin enthusiasts generally are one of the members of the family. They, in the past, generally don't bring their kids, their wife, or husband. We're trying to get everybody involved so that they can come there. One section of the family can go off and listen to people with the library talk about storybooks and then watch birds if they want to, but they have other activities along the way. But the main thing that we want from people is that we do have purple martins, and that's what we're going to be talking about, all of us out there.
All right. Well, Dick, thank you so much. I hope you have a good turnout and good weather for it, and we appreciate you spending some time with us today.
That's great, Dan, and I appreciate you for giving me a call.
You bet. Folks, that was Dick Nicolai. He is a retired DNR wildlife biologist and a director of the Wisconsin Purple Martin Association. Their website, wisconsinpurplemartins.org. And again, June 28th, that's 2 weeks from this weekend, 10 to 4 at Oconto City Park. And you can learn more on the Purple Martin website. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Okay, who's ready to fish? Fleet Farm's all stocked and ready to go with the hottest brands to help you gear up for the season. Like the latest lines and lures from Berkeley, Fluger Rods and Reels, Northland Tackle Bobbers and Bait, all sorts of Senko Worms, the best in fish finders from Humminbird, Lowrance, and Garmin, St. Croix Rods, new releases from Abu Garcia, and more. Stop in and check out the latest fishing gear from all your favorite brands at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about what opportunities there are in Florence County at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now is the Director of Florence County Economic Development and President of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce, Eric Prince. Eric, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, it's been a few months, Dan. It's good to talk to you.
It has been. And last year, you were telling me before we started recording, was a great year for tourism in Florence County.
Yeah, considering some of the challenges that we had during 2024, we didn't have a snowmobile season. We had major construction on Central Ave for, I think it was like 7 or 8 weeks. So we didn't have any traffic really in our downtown district. But after July 4th, it kind of picked up. We ended up still over $11 million in tourism, which is about 1.3, 1.4% above what we did in 23. And I'm hoping that the full cycle of 2025, we do pretty well. Our snowmobile season was a little limited. We only had about 3 or 4 weeks that we were open, but it's better than nothing. You know, people come up and they're visiting our restaurants, taverns, small businesses, et cetera. So it's a good outlook. And I'll tell you what, by the looks of the traffic and everything that we've had going on here the last couple of weekends with the nice weather, things are really picking up and I couldn't be happier.
Well, that's great. Yeah, if you guys did that well in a year when you were handicapped by what you talked about, this year ought to be fantastic.
And you know what? I have to throw out a kudos to some of our business owners because with people not coming in or whatever, they got very innovative and creative with music bingo and things like that that brought people into their establishments and they fought their way through. So they're really starting to think about doing other things than just the same old. So it's been fun.
Well, that's good. And we will be talking to you now every month between now and November, as we have been for the last few years. And you've got a lot going on June 28th, don't you?
We do. Every weekend we see a number of things, but we do have quite a few things going on the 28th. We have the Fence Post down in Fence, a great restaurant bar kind of thing, but we have some new owners. They're doing a grand opening. It's called Uncle Richard's Fence Post, and it's Greg and Stacy Schwister, who have done an amazing job with getting it open and bringing it back to life. They're actually going to even put in a gas tank, which some people will chuckle about that. But, you know, getting gas around here is kind of a big deal, especially if you're on an ATV, UTV, you're passing through and you're running low. So, you know, we're excited about that. We also have on the 28th, we have the street dance at the Tavern on Central. They're going to have a band called Just Us. It's a fundraiser for the Blue Ox Trail Riders. They do everything outdoors. They close down the street. There's going to be a bag tournament. It's really a lot of fun. And then actually the another big deal that we have going on is the Wisconsin Wild Rivers Act. It's the 60th anniversary celebration over at our Wild Rivers Interpretive Center on the corner of 70 and Route 2. You know, we're going to have numerous people that are going to be speaking. Chris Jennings from the Department of Tourism. We also have Senator Mary Falskowski and Jeff Mersaw that are going to do a joint citation presentation. So 60th anniversary of it becoming law about the pine, popple, and pike. We, of course, have the pine and popple here. And then, you know, there's 5 designated wild rivers in the state. So it's kind of a big deal for us. And we want to show it off. And, you know, we have that beautiful Wild Rivers gift shop and museum that has been renovated over the last year. And there's a lot of great things going on with the help of people like Wendy Gelhoff and all the ladies that work in the gift shop, as well as the likes of John Roberts, who is a professional paddler and knows more about the pine and popple than anybody. So it's going to be a lot of fun that day. And it's my wife's birthday, but I'm not supposed to say anything about that.
Well, happy birthday to your wife. I'm sure you'll find a way to celebrate, even though you're going to be a busy guy on that weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be a busy weekend. And the week before, we have that Butler versus Bullying Cherry, the ATV UTV poker run, which happens up at the Mineshaft restaurant, which is tied in with Camping in the Clouds. This is the second year. Leroy Butler actually has a real passion for stopping bullying of kids. And that's what this is all about. There is a lot of detail around this about the registration. They're going to be providing continental breakfast for the people that get registered. I think they had something like 136 UTVs that registered last year.
Wow.
That's a big event and it's for a good cause, but that's the week before on the 21st. We're starting up that season. We have music in the park that we do with the Chamber of Commerce. We have a camo event coming up in July. Kids hooked on fishing. And you know camo. I love camo. I think it's just a great organization. They do wonderful things with the kids. And, you know, we even have some hiking that's going on every 2 weeks. The ADRC, you know, our aging and disability group, they put on hikes every 2 weeks. And a couple weeks out, I'm going to be going on one at Piers Gorge over in Norway. We do them here, sometimes on like Dorothy Fox. We have numerous areas that you can hike, whether it be just hiking through the woods or if you want to go see one of our 8 waterfalls. It's really a beautiful time of the year up here right now.
Well, Eric, this is mowing season. I think I just heard your mower go by a minute ago.
Yeah, my buddy Marv just went by. I think he's done. He's with Forestry and Parks. They take care of the grass and that around the facility, the courthouse here in Florence. Marv's an interesting guy. You'd actually like to talk to him. He's a farmer. He butchers and does all that stuff. He's a trapper. As a matter of fact, he's doing a educational session on trapping, I think, this upcoming weekend. It might be 2 weeks out or whatever. I think he's got 17 people coming, and he's going to educate them on trapping. Yeah, real interesting guy.
Cool. And I understand your Spread Eagle golf course is open again now?
Yes. It's very exciting. I went over there on opening day. It was just a steady stream. Every day I drive by, there's cars out there. There's people out there on the golf carts. It's wonderful to see. Dean Erickson is the owner, and he has his daughter, Margo, who's actually running the show out there. But, you know, I was in there visiting, and while I was there, multiple people came in, and they purchased memberships. You can buy, I think, a family of 5 is $550 for the season. Mm. And then a couple is $450, and a single is $350, something like that. Just one round is $16.
Oh, that's...
And then whatever the card is. So it's a great little course. I heard 95% was the positive stuff, but then you get the other feedback about, well, the greens were a little slow or whatever. This is the first season open after, you know, roughly 10 years. So it takes time to develop the fairways and the grounds and all that, but he's got numerous people out there helping, whether it be just picking up sticks or anything to clean up the fairways and the greens and make everything nice. So if you're in Florence and you want to get out and hit the little white ball, it's a great little course, and everybody's very friendly, and it's right here in Florence.
So. All right. I think we got to wrap this up, so thank you so much for coming back and sponsoring our show again, and I'm looking forward to more conversations with you as the summer progresses.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks for having me, Dan.
You're quite welcome, folks. That was Eric Prince. He is the director of Florence County Economic Development. He's also president of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce. You can find contact information for him at exploreflorencecounty.com. They also have a Facebook page. There's a link to that on their website. And there's a lot going on up in Florence this summer. So check it out right there where Highways 2 and 70 cross, major intersection in our Northwoods. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Gold Miner 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide-tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire up big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the breaks on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Gold Miner 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. Find yours now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
for the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine and mercurymarine.com. You can check out all of those businesses as well. See the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Crestliner instant rebates will continue through June 29th, by the way, and get Mercury and the Mercury Get 7 warranty deals through July 7th. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, ProfHearingCare.com, and by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
This program is put online each and every week in a couple of different places. You can find us and download the show at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page and you can download it there, or check us out at outdoornews.com/podcasts. You can find Dan and I on social media at Dan Small Outdoors for Dan and Hardwater Jeff for me.
And the DNR is looking for landowners to host gun deer hunts for hunters with disabilities. That comes up in October. The hunt dates are the 4th through the 12th, and you've got to have at least 60 acres available and be able to host 3 hunters. And if you're interested, visit the DNR website. The keywords are hunting and disabilities. You'll find the information there. And the deadline to apply to host a hunt is July 1st. July 1st is also the deadline to apply for the Learn to Hunt Deer event at Sandhill Wildlife Area near Babcock. This hunt is open to young hunters 12 to 15 and anyone 16 and older without previous gun deer hunting experience. If you get drawn for this hunt, you must attend a workshop in August, and the hunt dates are November 8th and 9th, so it's before the regular gun season. And again, you can apply on the DNR website. The keywords are Sandhill Deer Hunt. And with Father's Day coming up Sunday, if you haven't got something for Dad yet, here's a couple ideas. Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores have all kinds of deals going on this weekend, up to 50% off on selected items. So check them out at farmandfleet.com or visit any of your local stores. There are 45 of them around the upper Midwest. And June is Invasive Species Action Month. You know, you've heard of zebra mussels, emerald ash borer, and garlic mustard, but there are many more invasives, and we all need to do our part to slow their spread. Jeff, you talked about firewood. Well, firewood is a primary culprit for spreading emerald ash borer and other tree diseases. So you're burning firewood right there locally that you've got on your property, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And if you're camping, buy your firewood within 10 miles of your campground. DNR website has lots of information on invasives, so check it out. Keywords there, invasive species. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next show is next Wednesday, June 18th, at the Bayfield Maritime Museum. The show starts at 5:30. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. You know, I'll be up north on the 18th. I might just catch that show. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Jeff, happy Father's Day. Happy wood making.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, Dan, and thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Folks, get outside this weekend wherever you are, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.